Blog Talk Radio.
This is for everybody who's been restored. D. Lawrence coming at you. Get up. Come on, y'all. Let's sing this song.
Got a story to tell you.
Yeah.
Something that I've been through, but I'm here.
Yo, I'm here.
Oh, I'm here.
I like that.
Had some ups, had some downs.
Oh, if you only knew.
Road,
right now, I stand before you.
Oh, I'm here. I'm healed. Yeah. Oh,
say it, y'all.
God touched
me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, he set my soul. Anybody free like me? Anybody mend? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Guess what? There's liberty. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like this part. I may have some scars.
I am here.
But I'm here.
Circumstances.
You've got some circumstances.
I'm still here.
But I'm still here.
ask the person next to you, would you still say yes? My soul says yes, Jesus. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. He's saying there's more that I require of thee. There is more that I require of thee. He's calling you higher. There is more that I require of thee. He said, don't be afraid of men and their faces. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. He said, I'm calling you out of your dry place. I'm calling you out of your dry place. Say it. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. 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 I'm calling you. I predestined you before the world began to do my will. To do my gonna tell God yes. Make it personal. Your worship means nothing without a yes. Without obedience, it means nothing. But if you're really gonna tell God yes, come on. Make it personal. Lift your hand. Tell the Lord yes. Soul says yes. I'll do what you want me to do, Jesus. I'll do it, Lord. I'll do it, Lord. I'll do it, Jesus. I'll do it, Jesus. I'll do it, Jesus. I might have to give up some relationships, but my soul says yes. I might have to give up some things that I hold dear to me, but my soul says yes. You mean everything to me, Jesus. You're the first and foremost in my life.
My soul says yes. say yes. Will your spirit say yeah, yeah, yeah? There is more that I require of you. So let your heart and soul say yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let your soul, your heart and your soul say yes. Tonight we just want to thank God for each and every one of you being here. And we say yes tonight. We say yes to his will, yes to his way. Yes, 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 yes. Just let your heart and your soul say yes to Jesus on tonight. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord God, for life, health, and strength, God. We thank you, Lord, that we have the ability to say yes for tonight, God. We thank you, Lord God, because you have given us the opportunity to be amongst the living again on this Thursday night. And God, we have so much to be grateful for because you didn't have to do it, but you did. So God, we say yes to you tonight. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. God, we ask that you bless each and every person, each and every family member that's represented on this line, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we are able to come together again, Father, and to worship you, Lord God, and to give you the glory, to give you the honor, to give you the praise, Lord God. And God, we just know, hallelujah, that all things work together for the good of those who love you, Father. So we love you, Lord God, and we know that all things are going to work together for our good, Father. Lord, 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 we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What a mighty good God we serve. And I just thank you, Lord. I just thank you, Lord. God, and I ask that you continue to bless us and keep us, direct us, and lead us, God, in all things that we do, God. We just ask you, Lord God, that you come into the place, God. Come into this place, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, that you just do like you do, God, because you're always doing things mighty, mighty big. So, God, we thank you, God. We ask for forgiveness, Lord God, tonight for anything that we did, said, thought, acted, or reacted upon that was not pleasing your sight, God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for being on here. My body's tired on tonight, but I thank God that we are pushing through. Pushing through, God. We are going to push through because you never give up on us, so we cannot give up on you, God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, and we give you the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And right now I'm going to turn it over to each and every one of you. If you have a song, a testimony, a praise report, then I want you to press 1 so that I can open up your mic. If you have a song, praise report, testimony, press 1. Hallelujah. 1-4-3-6, your line is open.
Good afternoon, everybody, and Pastor Frank and Evangelist Marie. I do want to sing a song. Sovereign, sovereign. My Lord God is sovereign, and he can do whatever he wants to, and he can do whatever he chooses to, however he chooses to. He's a sovereign God is God, whom his authority. Whom am I? Whom am I to question his judgment? He's a sovereign God. God is God, and he can do, he can do whatever he wants to, and he can do, he can do whatever he chooses to, however he chooses to. He's a sovereign God. God is God. Praise God in Jesus' name.
Praise God, praise God. God truly is a sovereign God. Hallelujah. 5669, your number, no, 5659, I'm sorry, your line is open. Your line is open.
It's such a peaceful day, and we give all the honor and all the glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. It's something about when you have God's peace. His peace truly does passes all understanding. It's not something you get by leaning to your understanding, but it's something you get when you truly give it all up to the Lord, give it all over to the Lord, and trust him for everything and all things, no matter what it may be. Hallelujah. Just walking in him. Hallelujah. It's such a peaceful place to be. Hallelujah. And it's something that I wish for everybody. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to go into Jesus' calling tonight, and then we're going to go into the Word. We just thank God for who he is in our life. We thank God for what he's doing in our life. And we're just going to continue to praise him on tonight, because if you don't know like I know, God is a mighty good God. So I just thank him, and I'm going to continue to thank him. And the Word says tonight, as you become increasingly aware of my presence, you find it easier to discern the way you should go. This is one of the practical beliefs. I'm sorry. This is one of the practical benefits of living close to me. Instead of wondering about what is on the road ahead or worrying about what you should do, if or when, you can concentrate on staying in communication with me. When you actually arrive at a choice point, I will show you which direction to go. Many people are so preoccupied with future plans and decisions that they fail to see choices they need to make today. Without any conscious awareness, they make their responses. People who live this way find a dullness creeping into their lives. They sleepwalk through their days, following well-worn paths of routine. We have, I, the creator of the universe, am the most creative being imaginable. I will not leave you circling in deeply rooted paths. Instead, I will lead you along fresh trails of adventure, revealing to you things you did not know. Stay in communication with me. Follow my guiding presence. We have three scriptures. The first one coming from Psalms 32:8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Isaiah 58:11, the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. We thank God for that word on tonight. We thank God for the word that's going to come forth on tonight. And don't we know that God has something in store for us, because he always does. He's going to use his manservant to bless us on tonight, because God has been good. We've had a day that God has just continued to bless us. And we just have to be grateful. We just have to be thankful for what he's doing in our lives. And we just thank you. Sister, can you give us one more selection before the word comes forth? I just opened up your mic.
Is that on?
Yeah.
You're on.
Okay. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Well, the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a holy God we serve. What a holy God we serve. Well, the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a holy God we serve. What a righteous God we serve. What a kind God we serve. Well, the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a loving God. What a holy God. What a mighty God we serve.
Praise God.
Praise God. What a mighty God we serve. And what a mighty, mighty, mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Well, let's get our hearts and our minds ready for the word on tonight. Let's pray for this man, for Pastor Flynn, as he brings forth the word, and ask God to strengthen him and infuse him with much, much, much power and much, much, much strength on tonight. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Welcome to the...
Praise God, praise God, praise God. We thank God for that woman of God, the Avenger of the Snake. I don't know, that's a special woman. We thank God for, she heard it, but we thank God for. Pray for her, I mean, let's take a moment and put your phone towards, your hand towards the phone and towards your computer screen, whatever, and she dealing with a headache issue and some pain in the body. So let's, everybody, take a little moment and pray for her. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, God. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name, God. We thank you, God, for your maid servant and all that she has done, God, and going through in her body, God, for you, God. But, God, you said by your stripes she is healed. And then you said also, God, we were talking about, even when we talked about the Father's healing, we were saying how you told them to list that donkey for the Father has need of it. Release her body from every infirmity, every pain, God, everything that's racking in her body from the conference to the rest of her feet. Release it now, for the Father has need of it. And we consider it done in Jesus' name. Father, we just thank you right now, God. We praise you, we worship you, we magnify your name. Those of you who have your word in front of you, we're going to go to Romans, the 8th chapter tonight. And, you know, I hear what you Romans 8. You know, I'm always in the New Living Translation. I'm telling you, the message tonight, and this is, so we're in Romans 8. And we're in the 25th chapter, 25th verse, something. 26, something. And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for. But the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit prays with us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father who knows all hearts knows what the Spirit is saying. For the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. According to his purpose for them. Father, we just thank you, God. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. We thank you for God this day, God. We release everything that's inside of us is not like you, God. Everything that has come about in our lives, God. We ask for forgiveness, God, for the things that we said, done, and thought against your will, against your way, that has grieved your Holy Spirit from even speaking for us, even putting the groanings in us to lead us in such a way, God. But we thank you, God, that gifts, calling, and repentance are not what's gifts and calls are not repentance. God, we just thank you, God, for all that you're doing and all that you've done and all that you continue to keep us. I'm from everyone on the side of my voice, God, everything that has transpired. You know, I had some illnesses this past week. My mother was dealing with vomiting and stuff. My wife was dealing with headaches. And stuff. But God has been moving, standing aside. And, you know, like I said, I won't complain. I won't complain because we know that all things are working for our good. All things. Not some things, ladies and gentlemen, but all. Tonight we know that all things are working for our good. I just want to talk a little bit about this myself tonight. And how yesterday I was so grateful to God. And even today, even more so. But health journey. You guys know about 3-4 weeks ago, I injured myself. What about like almost 2 months ago now? And when I got to dealing with it, the sciatic nerve in my neck, dealing with it and all of the inflammation in my body. And I was taking the, you know, more, the medicine I was, more defined what I was supposed to have been taking and all those different things. And because just searching for relief. And I felt wicked because, you know, Isaiah said, no risk for the wicked. But God showed he had another plan. You got to know I used to boast about it. I eat cookies and milk all the time and honey buns and all those different things. And they made me lose weight and different things like that. But what he was doing for me on the outside had no comparison to what he was doing to me on the inside. There was no comparison now. There was bringing destruction to my body on the inside with sugar and the insulin and, you know, levers and kidneys and all these different things can be too, so damaging to your body, clogged arteries and whatnot. And you guys know I dealt with, in 2018, I had the blood clot issue. I was in both of my lungs. God delivered me from those things, but it makes me like a spider bite. Man. And this little woman, man, to her tears, she got me over to that hospital. But same thing today. Said over the weekend, you know, I was drinking a lot of water, like almost like 2 gallons a day, and was urinating just as much. And so by Monday, you know, I talked to my mom, talked to my wife, talked to someone about it, and it was like, But, you know, everybody had their opinion. And their opinion was right, because it was like, this is a symptom of sugar. So my day, I go and I get the A1C done, the test. Still praising God. You know, I think it was just today, but I'm praising God. Monday night, I'm watching, you know, certain things on the effects of sugar in your body when you get sugar out your body. Just a lot of different things that show me, because I had a drastic weight drop. So I'm looking at those things, and even last night, so the whole time I'm just praising God, you know, because that pain, if it wasn't for the pain, the sciatic pain, I would never even delve deep enough to know about what was really going on in my body. The silent killer of the sugar diabetes. So, long story short, I got one for my results today. A1C was very high, very disturbed. And if it wasn't for the symptoms of the urination, if it wasn't symptoms of the dehydration, if it wasn't for any of those things, because I'm looking at what sugar does. When you get sugar out your body, you're going to lose weight. You know, there's a lot of things that are going to transpire for the greatness of you. Your skin going to look better. I mean, it's a lot of things that I've seen the benefits of. And I'm saying, okay, I'm walking in these benefits. So I'm telling my wife, okay, this is what we're going to do from here on out. Because my whole thing was getting inflammation out of my body. So when I got inflammation out, then the sugar dropped. So the whole thing next is the concern on the inflammation and sugar, the mucus and the sugar. What I'm saying is, when I say all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose, he'll use one thing that has nothing to do with the other thing to bring you back to a full circle, to let you know that I'm still here. I'm still here. I still got you. Still in my hand. Still protected. He told God, and said, all that you've given me, I protected. And let you know, we're still in that category. We still wake up with fresh blood running warm through our veins. We still wake up with the activity with our limbs and our joints. Man, listen, there is none like you. That's the song we should be singing, God. There is none like you. And no one else can make me feel like you do. I can search the whole world over, God, and in my heart, there is none like you. I've seen God do so many miraculous things in my life. And there's a few things that, being that happened and I got angry, you know, we're human. That's the thing he gave us. He made us human. He made us have a choice. He made us have a will. He made us have a thought. And I'll get upset. I'll get angry. But he still showed me. I had you little pity party. Do what you want to do, little baby. I'm still your dad. You know, it's like how you got animals in the invisible electrical fence. They think they're free until they get to that fence. Can't get up there. And that's how God does. But he works it for your good. I know it looks like, sometimes it feels like condemnation, sometimes it feels like conviction, but it's not. Tell yourself tonight, it's for my good. It's for my good and my greater. I'm going to say she was throwing up and everything, vomiting and area of it, but how do you know what kind of poison he was getting out of her? I should have found some real crazy poison came out of her once before. So I just thank God for that. You know, even in my birth, the lady fed enough poison to my mom to kill a cow. She's still here. She's still here. For those who think they can put witchcraft around her and on her and spook curses and all that, God is not allowing that to manifest. He said the weapon will be formed, but it's not going to prosper. I'm telling you tonight, anybody been speaking word curses over you and death over you and things over your family, your children, your spouses, it's not going to work. And then in return, you can condemn the word that came at you. He said, every word spoken against me, I can't condemn. So tonight, he said, no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. No weapon. You come out better in it yourself. Because it's coming back like a boomerang anyway. No weapon's going to prosper. And everybody's so against Meshach and Dan. That's the other part. Those that think they're doing it, we praying for you. We don't want you to die. We praying for you. You got to stay alive because God said he's preparing a table before us in the place of language. You got to be at the table. I can't let you die before you get at this table. How many folks think he was out for the count? He out for the count. She out for the count. No, this is just a setup for a setback for a major comeback. And we're on our way with our Father. We're on our way. And that's what God was saying. We got to put new wine into new wine skins. So next week, we're going to start doing some brainstorming. And I'm going to tell you what God has put on my heart to do. But right now, that's self-destructing anyway. Just let sit back and watch. Man, listen. Jesus Christ, man, you're an amazing God. You are an amazing God. Jehoshaphat feared. The prophet spoke. The prophet said, this battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. What do we send out? We send out the praises. As the praises went out, the enemies, there was three different armies, set up ambushes against themselves, killing themselves. And what happened? No one had to fight. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. And it just went on about that way and clicked the spoils, and God showed himself mighty. I'm saying tonight, that's what God is going to do. Tonight, tomorrow night, tomorrow morning, he's going to begin to show himself mighty on your behalf. Don't say, the Lord is good. Yes, he's good. This I know. You know he's good. You know he's great. And he's going to show himself mighty on your behalf. Mighty on your behalf. The Passover. Moses told Pharaoh, let my people go. And Father gave him instructions. Put the lamb's blood on the doorstep. So it'll pass over. There's another storm coming. But it's going to pass over because God knows who's his. Oh, my God. He knows who's his. That's his example. It's going to be water. It's going to be grain. It's going to be all these things coming. He was like, nah, not going to happen. Another war broke out. They heard a voice. They heard whatever God used as an instrument. They fled the area. Nothing but spoils was left. God said, prepare. Get ready. They're turning on themselves. Just get ready to gather the spoils. Get ready to gather the spoils. They're already turning on themselves. In the entertainment field, they're turning on themselves. In the political area, they're turning on themselves. In the economy, they're turning on themselves. So all you do is what? Get ready to pick up the spoils. There's a wealth transfer that's coming down the pipeline. It's information, salvation, sanctification, deliverance. Prosperity. And not the prosperity like these prosperity, but it's going to be prosperity that you're going to hold on to and you're going to maintain because God has given it to you. So you can tell yourself, all things are working for my good. Wake up in the morning and say, when you've got that fresh breath going through your nostrils and fresh blood going through your veins, you can say, this is for my good. Because you know somebody didn't make it through the night. Somebody didn't make it throughout this day or yesterday. But you're here. I don't want to be accidents and murders and diseases. All sorts of things have been taking people out left and right. Some have been taking each other out. But what I'm telling you is that you're here. There's a reason you're here. All things are working for your good. It's invincible. And never fail. So we got a never failing God. And he's intentional. So he intended for us to be right where we are, right here, right now. to hear his word. As you open up the ear and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, this is your season. This is your season. Embrace it. Be encouraged. Take it with you. Take that word with you in your heart. There'll be a time when you won't be able to get it that way. In your heart, you can pull from the scriptures that you need when you need them. But this is your season. For change and for breakthrough. Receive it now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Turn back over to events of strength. Third man of civilization.
Amen, amen, amen. I said God is a mighty good God. I'm glad he shared his testimony, because if he didn't, I was. But we thank God for that, and we thank God for how God is going to heal and how God is going to deliver and set free. And it was just a wake-up call for all of us. So, of course, as he's doing what he has to do to heal, I'm going to jump on the bandwagon too. So as his body's healing, my body's going to be healing. And we're going to be getting healthy together in Jesus' name. So we challenge each and every one of you to do the same. Time out to keep playing with these bodies. They'll tell us. They'll tell us in a minute. So we just thank God for him being able to share this word on tonight. And he just left the hospital on today and here on tonight. So we thank God for that he's able to do that. And like I said, keep him in prayer. Keep him in prayer. Keep us all in prayer. Let's continue to pray for one another. And this is the time where you can add to, take away from the word. If there's something that you want to say or comment on, press 1. And if you already said something earlier, please press 1. So I could take you out the queue and then press 1 again, and then I'll recognize you. Okay, if not, then I'm going to ask, one moment, 1436, your line is open. 1436, your line is open.
All right, thank you. Sometime, like Pastor George was saying, we need to listen to our bodies, because if we listen to our body and we are told that our body is God's temple, our temple sanctuary, that's like God telling us by showing us the things that we're doing wrong. And when we keep on doing the thing that's wrong, we keep having problems with our body. It's just like when I have heard a person say, if you take care of your car going to take care of you. So if you know when it needs oil and you change it, just like your body, if you know your body needing something or lacking something, go get it checked out. Find out what's wrong, because you know that's not you. If you're sleeping all the time or you got running a fever or coughing, you know something wrong. You can't just say, oh, I got a little mild cold. We don't know what it is. But if we listen, because I'm a living witness, one day I was sick, and I'm always trying to do everything. And I heard a voice just as clear as that, rest your body, you will heal. And I'm like, because, you know, I hadn't heard God really talk to me, you know. But when I heard that voice, it was just like they were right next to me. So rest your body, you will heal. So I remember we had our van fixed. And I was in the van. And I told John, I said, John, God told me to rest my body, I heal. So I went to sleep. And when I woke up, it's like I was a whole new person. I had no more pain. I just like I had a fresher anointing or something. Just God just anointed me with something. And I felt so good. I said, I'm going to go in there, straighten up the house. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And I already said, yes, Lord, I'm going to rest my body. But I lied because I was trying to get up and do something else. Then I start back hurting. And then when I said, okay, God, forgive me. I'm sorry. I lied. I am going to rest. And when I did rest, I didn't do nothing else. So when God tell me to do something, I try my best to do it. I don't care if I don't feel like it, I'm going to do it anyway. Because he'll be the one, as I'm doing what he tell me to do, I'm going to start feeling that healing in my body. And that's my testimony.
Amen. Amen, amen. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you tonight. We thank God for the testimonies, the songs, the praise reports. And we just ask that God will continue to bless each and every one of you this week coming up, that we'll have even more testimonies on next week, more praise reports. And we just thank God that you all are blessed, your families are blessed, your finances are blessed. And we just know, hallelujah, that he's going to continue to do it and do it big. So we ask that God bless you guys, keep you guys protected, and don't forget to ask God for permission before you leave your homes, before you do anything. Ask God's permission so that he can bless it. And then I ask that you make sure you put on the full armor of God before you leave your homes, and have yourself protected from the top of your head to the sole of your feet throughout the day. Start off your morning with the full armor so that you would be fully suited and ready for what the enemy may try to come to you with, but he won't be able to prosper. So we ask God to keep your home safe, that you all have a peaceful week, a blessed week, and a joyful week, that you will be happy in everything that you do. In Jesus' name, we love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it until next Thursday. Continue to be blessed, be happy on purpose. You have a good night.